So where are our targets? You guys kind of nailed the two. Inflammation. So we want to control the pain and swelling. And then the second is remodeling. So we want to stimulate tissue anabolism. It's kind of interesting, right? Because this is what we think about a lot with respect to exercise nutrition anyway, right? How do we control inflammation in the body? And how do we create an anabolic or growth-oriented state? So let's start with inflammation. Okay, it's important to realize that we don't want to crush inflammation. We don't want there to be no inflammation. Why? Inflammation actually signals a movement of blood and a movement of chemicals to the area, usually immune chemicals, immune system chemicals, to clean up the damage, bring healing properties to the area, and speed up that recovery. So we actually like inflammation to a certain extent. What's the problem if it gets out of control? It stops up the area, reduces blood flow. What's another problem with that? Mobility, right? So if you can't move that joint, we have a host of problems around that. The repair and recovery is going to be bad. We're not going to be taking the joint through the range of motion. Some issues there. Compensations in other areas of the body, not even related to that site of injury. So maybe not good. The other thing is, if inflammation gets out of control, those chemicals that are there to take the damaged tissue away might actually get overzealous and take good undamaged tissue away. So if inflammation gets out of control, you can actually cause damage to healthy tissues around the area of the damaged site, which isn't a good thing. So what we're looking for is a balance. If there's no inflammation, we slow blood flow and decrease recovery rate. If there's too much, we increase total tissue damage and slow repair. The gentleman over here to the right made a comment about fats, okay, omega-3 fats, and I think that's a great place to start. It's a very simple dietary intervention, and it just so happens to be one that we think is great for overall health anyway, so maybe we can move in this direction generally, but a lot of the strategies we'll cover today are things that we consider kind of best practices for good nutrition. But a lot of your clients may not start doing them until they face an injury. So I've found, and this is just kind of like a sneaky in the back door kind of way of getting people to eat better, if someone's very resistant to making certain changes, but they get injured, okay, you can actually implement these changes to help them recover from their injury, and then it becomes like a lifestyle best practice as well. And I mean, the truth is, if you've ever worked with anyone who has a painful injury, they will do almost anything to make it go away, okay? If you have high cholesterol, not so much. But if you have extreme pain in your knee or shoulder, anything. So you're like, oh, well, this omega-3s, we should try these, it'll make the pain go away, right? And they're like, oh, how come you never told me about these before? Well, you've only been telling them about them for 2 years, right? But now you got their attention. We want to reduce inflammation, and to do that, I make it really, really simple. So we start with fish oil, 3 to 9 grams of fish oil per day based on body size, and then adding things like olive oil, mixed nuts, avocados, flax, or the oil or the ground flax, and other seeds, okay? So these are mostly high in omega-3 fats, and by simply adding, and monounsaturates, and by simply adding those to the diet, you can start to dampen down the inflammation process, and we want to control the fats that promote inflammation. So things like omega-6 fats, which are basically vegetable oils, like corn oil, sunflower, safflower, cottonseed, soybean, and most processed foods have them. Very few people are like, yeah, I do all my cooking in cottonseed oil or whatever, right? So it's not necessarily that people are cooking with it or adding to their food, but it's in most processed foods, most box foods, frozen foods, things like that. So really, we just want to be aware of what fats we are getting in the diet. And the idea is to increase the omega-3s, which are anti-inflammatory, and decrease the omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory, okay? So it's this balance we want to create. And the one thing I tell clients is this, and I like to make it really, really simple. Anyone who is in my compliance lecture knows it has to be simple. A lot of clients will be like, yeah, yeah, mixed nuts, avocados, flax. Yeah, I have all that, right? But having it in your cupboard isn't the same as eating some every day. And the idea is a serving of each of those every day during the injury recovery process. Strategies for how to get clients to do that. I mean, for me even, it would be a lot to remember. Okay, I have to have my olive oil, my avocados, my... So how might we make it easy for clients to do this? One way that I do it is I just give them a little checklist. You can make it in 2 seconds in Word, Microsoft Word, and you just write flax seeds, avocado, whatever, and you give them 7 days of the week, and you just have them do a check mark every day when they've had one of them. Okay? And by the end of the week, you want to see that they've checked off each of those. Really simple. Post it on your fridge. Okay? It's just a simple compliance strategy. Every time they go to the fridge, they'll be like, oh, I haven't had an avocado today yet. Perfect. Eat my avocado. So it's just simple, simple strategies. Okay? If you give them complicated lists and recipes and stuff like that, some clients will do it. But if you give them a really simple checklist, really easy to do. You could even do it on the web. If you know someone who's a web programmer or designer, they could create like a simple web application. It would probably cost you $250, a couple hours of their time. And it could just be an online checklist. Check in each day. And then it gets emailed to you whether they did it or not. And if they don't, then you can email them and say, hey, I noticed you didn't have your whatevers today. So these are just compliance strategies, and we forget about them often. You know, when we get excited about the interventions, right? We're like, oh yeah, learn something great. You got to take omega-3s when you're injured. Okay, well, how do we get people to actually do that though? There's some other things that we find are really, really helpful with modulating the inflammatory process during injury. Turmeric is one of them. We find it in Indian cooking, and it tends to be very powerful in terms of an anti-inflammatory effect. I've listed a few things here, and I've given you the whole food version and the supplement version, so you can choose what you prefer. Some people don't like supplements as much or to take supplements, so you can give them whole food. So for turmeric, you might use a teaspoon of curry powder or turmeric each day, or you can use the extract, 400 to 600 milligrams. Garlic, you could go with 2 to 4 whole cloves a day, or you could go with the extract, 600 to 1200 milligrams. Bromelain from pineapple, it's an enzyme. You can have a cup of pineapple a day, or 500 to 1000 milligrams. And Boswellia, that one you don't find in food sources, so that would be a supplemental. Now the nice part is a lot of supplements that are designed for joint care and injury recovery will have all of these in it. Because it's kind of a pain in the butt to actually go searching out all these supplements, and you're like, oh, how much do I take? And if you have a client who's a little bit resistant to taking pills in the first place, this is not going to be the easiest prescription for them. But there's sometimes a supplement that you take 2 pills a day and it's got all of this in it. The truth is, any one of my clients takes the supplemental forms. I mean, honestly, you're injured, you're going to eat for the next 6 to 12 weeks a cup of pineapple a day. No one's going to do that. You know what I mean? And it's not really that effective if you just eat it once in a while. And that was kind of my point with the last slide, with the fats, right? You're like, well, I have flax oil in my cupboard, right? Well, if you don't take it every day, it's irrelevant. So we need sort of a systematic application of this. For me, it's okay, what's a product that I can give my clients where they take 2 pills a day and they get all this, and they do it every single day during the recovery process? I just put the foods up here because undoubtedly every time I give this lecture, there's someone sitting in the room who's like, ah, oh, he's a supplement pusher. And we don't sell any supplements on our site, but we have, you know, companies that we recommend, what we think do a good job. And usually at this point, it should have kind of come up in your minds potentially, well, what about NSAIDs, like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, things like ibuprofen or naproxen or any of the new wave of NSAIDs as well. So these prescriptions that you might get from a physician during the injury recovery process. Well, the interesting thing is research is showing now that they may actually hinder injury recovery or injury healing. Plus, for some of them, the non-specific ones, there's a host of side effects like gastrointestinal problems and things like that. It's kind of a concern. So what's the deal with this? Like, why are physicians giving out these meds when we know it might hinder the recovery or the healing process? What do you think the number one factor during injury recovery is when it comes to return to function? It's actually the recovery of mobility, joint mobility, okay? And so what NSAIDs are very effective at is managing pain so you can actually move the joint, okay? Because we want to move the joint, we want to get the muscle active, we want to get the tissue active, and we want to get blood flow in the area. So we're doing this balancing act, right? So docs will prescribe NSAIDs largely because people are like, this sucks, I'm in a lot of pain, make it go away. All right, so that's part of it. And the other part is you get a return to mobility more quickly with them. But the problem is that the tissue heals slower, okay? So you feel like you can move better. You don't have as much pain, but the tissue heals slower. So the way that we sort of try and achieve this balance is you can use them if it's needed for pain relief and range of motion for 5 days post-injury. But after that, switch to some of the other things we talked about. So higher omega-3s, lower omega-6s, turmeric, bromelain, those types of things. That's how we like to use it, okay? If the inflammation isn't terrible, then maybe not even use it in the first place. But we just use NSAIDs very cautiously with our clients and athletes.